Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Larry Potash anchors WGN-TV Morning News alongside Robin Baumgarten. I'm not sure how this is possible exactly, but here's Larry on the radio right now to talk about the new season of Backstory. This is the ninth season of these specials. Larry, I think Meet the Press is the longest running show in television history, 73 years. Yeah. Are you going for that record?
Well, it's not like the Brady Bunch where a season was an entire year. It's just four episodes because that's all I can crank out. So every four episodes is a series and that's a season. So
okay, that's how you do it.
Right.
Now, for people who haven't watched Backstory, you go behind the scenes of some subjects and stories, some we know, some we don't, right?
Right. I think some of them are kind of organic stories beyond the Salem witch trials or the American Revolution stories we just kind of find in passing. And in other cases, we try to put it like a, or look for a contemporary twist on something that happened in the past. And it's just, it's a fun way to learn history beyond the multiple choice quizzes we took in high school and the history bingo that I did my senior year of high school.
And on this show Saturday night, you're going to get into Chicago mobsters. And this is about a manuscript that was uncovered, correct?
Well, that episode is not Saturday. Oh. That comes later. Saturday is both.
No, oh, I get you. All
yeah,
right.
We're coming out the gate with Bozo.
you're blasting away.
Right. Resurrecting
throttle.
Him from the dead.
and there, I know some of this story, but it's kind of interesting about the character and the development of this, right?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people in Chicago do know, but as I ask longtime Chicagoans about anything, you know, sometimes they have a line or two, but they don't know much more than that. So we thought we'd take a look at Bozo. And as you know, Larry Harmon owned the rights and very protective of those rights. And he's the guy who kind of franchised Bozo in TV stations across the country. But there are a number of people involved in the Bozo story. So we took a look at that. And in the process of trying to do that story, I came across Bob Bell's son living in the far northern suburbs. So we got together with him. And what I loved about him, Bob, is he wasn't that guy who couldn't wait to tell you about his dad who was Bozo. And he wasn't that guy who dreaded talking about his dad, Bozo. It was almost like he didn't talk about it that much and nobody asked him. So it was great to sit down with him and talk about his memories of his dad, Bob Bell, playing Bozo.
It sounds like he was a lot like his dad. I got to meet Bob Bell one time at some sort of dinner function. And he was quite the classy gentleman. And in fact, there's great stories about him because he did all sorts of things for WGN, including announcing. And sometimes he would be announcing station breaks and he'd be in his Bozo costume. But he had a very distinguished aura about him, didn't he?
Yeah. And you know, there's something about clowns. I think the persona of a clown has changed over the decades. And you say, what kind of guy would want to play a clown? And his son's answer was simply, it was a job.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, you know, darkness behind the mask. And I suppose that depends on, you know, what clown you're talking to.
Bob Bell seemed quite normal, though. He did.
Yeah, he seemed like a normal guy. It's so funny when you see pictures of him, not as Bozo, just as a regular guy. It's just so, yeah. He looks like he should be like CEO of Quaker Oats or something.
Exactly. What else on the first program?
We have a piece about a slave who had developed barbecue recipes in his head, very intricate recipes, and took them north when he was freed. And at some point along the line, his ancestors, or his descendants, rather, recorded those recipes. And now they're trying to turn that into a big business. But the stories are also something that they're holding on to as well. And so that was really a heartwarming and interesting story about a guy who lived To 108, the best anybody can tell. So a story about a feisty guy who made it to freedom and brought his recipes in his head with him. So it's kind of a cool little story.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated, too, by people who have these great ideas, but then, unlike me, they actually put those ideas into the world, in motion. They activate them. They do something with them.
Yes. Yes. I remember my eighth grade science teacher always said he invented Coca-Cola first. I just forgot to write it down.
Right.
And he was stuck teaching eighth grade science.
Yeah. My report card always had a comment, got a good head if you'd apply it. And I'm looking at, and I'm not sure if this is Saturday night or in the future, but you're gonna do a program about National Donut Day, aren't you?
National Donut Day. You know, everything's a national day, and you think it's a big marketing campaign, and of course it is now. But it started with a World War One mission, and it was an interesting story that I didn't know, and so we'll take a look at that. And the manuscript that you mentioned, the mob manuscript, comes, I don't remember what day it is, but one of these Saturdays in November, about some manuscript that a guy found at a junk shop, and got it for a few bucks, and we tried to look into who wrote it, and it's like a one-pager of every high and low-level hoodlum in Chicago. And the first page, it's Anthony Accardo, who only warrants three lines because at that time he was a nobody. He was just a bodyguard.
That is really interesting. Yeah. Far be it for me to suggest something for you to do, but maybe on a future backstory, one of these Saturday nights, you could open up some sealed up vault from Al Capone's history, and then we could all get excited about what you're going to find in the vault. An idea.
It's funny, we found that in the WGN archive, and we actually ran that some years ago. About Geraldo's thing in the vault, and you know, in some ways it seems like yesterday. In other ways, you look at the video and you go, "Oh my gosh, this was so long ago."
don't tell me what happened. Yeah. Don't tell me what he found, because I taped it and I haven't watched it yet. Don't ruin it for me.
You're the only person who knew how to operate a VCR machine.
It's the backstory Saturday night at 6:30 on WGN TV, and it's also, let's see, it's streaming. It's on a podcast. Carrier Pigeons will have this program.
Yes.
It's everywhere, starting Saturday night at 6:30. Backstory, Larry Podash.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, and our best to the crew there, Robin, Pat, Paul, and Sarah. And I got to tell you, those new promotional announcements, the commercials, the new campaign for WGN-TV Morning News, I like that idea. It's basically, look, we're a little cranky in the morning. Yeah. We don't like to get up. You don't like to get up. So let's all get this done together.
Well, it's a better than a bunch of morning anchors holding coffee mugs and saying good morning in their promo. Yeah. We've got weather and traffic, you know. So I give them credit for doing something different.
Don't forget the happy chatter.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be watching Backstory Saturday night at 6:30. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Bob.